A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Yudalud, Shabbos 114, pagination page 227 at the very top. Our topic today is just the right clothes. The Gemara tells us, Minayin l'shinui begodim min haTorah. How do you know that sometimes you got to change your clothes? Because it's a different type of work and you have to be wearing work-appropriate clothing. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, U'poshates begodav, the Kohen in the morning when he's going to take the ash on the Mizbeach, has to change his clothing before doing so. V'lovash begodim acherim, and he should wear different clothing because he's going to get it dirty, it's going to be a different level of service. The Torah is teaching you the way of the world, proper behavior. The same clothing that you're busy cooking in, meaning getting soot on, that's not the same clothing that you use when you pour a cup of wine for your master. It's different clothing, and even though both of them are service, but there's a proper mode of begodim, of garments, and you got to wear the right ones. Now, just as an aside, but related to just the right clothing, even when a person wears the downgraded clothing, so to speak, the work clothing, and it's appropriate to do so, and we mentioned yesterday, this is to a certain extent how we got onto this topic, that Shabbos clothing is different than weekday clothing, it still has to be midovad, it still has to be the right size. It's not a joke. It's also a service of Hashem, and you have to make sure to be wearing the right clothing. That is further compounded. You see the emphasis of it because it was dark at that time in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. They were doing this early. This was the beginning service, pre-dawn, and they're doing it, has to be the right size, has to be correct for the type of work clothing that it was. But again, there are different types of clothing, and you have to be wearing the correct one. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan. Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Ginayu l'Talmud Chacham, we have a further dimension of proper clothing regarding a Torah scholar. He should not walk out with shoes that have patches into the marketplace. And even though the Gemara does qualify this and say it means patches on patches, there's a certain degree of what wasn't acceptable for dignified people to dress as, and therefore he's reflecting badly, but whatever it is, patches on patches, but there's a concept here, and the concept is that you can't just wear whatever you want. It has to be in whatever is considered dignified. The Gemara asks, for Rav Acha bar Chanina Nofak, he went out with patched shoes. And the Gemara answers, patches on patches. Teloi agav teloi. There was a certain degree that was acceptable. A person couldn't afford. They couldn't afford. But at a certain point, it became disgraceful, so to speak. From Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, it's actually derived from a pasuk. Kol Talmud Chacham Shinim Tzor Revev Abigdo, a person has a stain on his clothing, Chayiv Misa, he's guilty. Shenemar Kol Masanei Erev Umis, Altikri Misanei Ele Masni'ai. When it says, those who hate me are engaging death, in other words, they're very guilty, it doesn't mean those who hate me, but those Masni'ai, those who cause others to hate me. Person looks at a Torah scholar, he looks at a religious Jew, he sees the way he dresses, he sees the way, in other Gemaras we discuss, how he conducts himself, how he behaves, and Hashem's presence in the eyes of that beholder is either raised or lowered based on the person's behavior and dress. Our Gemara is saying, even the way you dress reflects positively or badly on Hashem, you're causing others to hate me, if you walk around, as the expression goes, looking schleppy. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page, where we have another insight into proper dress. In the wide lines, drop down to the fifth line. The first word on the line is Hayam, and we start five words in. V'ha'omalu Rabbiane Levanov. Rabbiane told his children, Banai, my children, al tikberuni, don't bury me, lo bekelim levonim, not in white garments, that's prestigious, velo bekelim shchorim, and not in dark garments, I guess reflecting the mood of sadness. Levonim, don't bury me in white, shema lo eske, maybe I won't be meritorious, I won't go straight to Gan Eden, ve'eyekechasam beinu aveilim, I'll be dressed joyously, but I'll be seated together with the sad people who are being punished. I don't want to stand out. Shechorim, don't bury me in dark garments, sadness, shema eskeveya ke'evel ben achasanim, because maybe I'll go straight to Gan Eden, and I'll be with the good people, and I'll be dressed like a sad person among rejoicing people. I'll stand out. Ela bekelim hu'ulayrin, dress me in these types of garments, which obviously means colored of some sort, their medium. Habam in Medina Sayam, whatever the origin was from far away, those special garments, that's what you should bury me in. Alma sumki ninhu, these garments are colored. So the famous question over here, I'm glad he was dressed properly, but the body with its clothing doesn't go up to heaven. So what was he worried? It's only the neshama that's there. Mm-hmm. And this opens up a phenomenal discussion, which is that the neshama presents itself not just based on merit and demerit, good and bad, but it also presents itself in the way that it was buried. And not only that, but we discuss in other places, based on the personality of the person also impacts the way the person presents. We have this concept, let me start backwards, the personality of the person, not just good and bad. We find that if a person is jealous in their lifetime, they'll get up there, even if they're good. But that whole feeling of jealousy is still going to be present. The person is what they develop to be. If they're good-natured, so it's going to be good-natured. And that concept is going to remain. In terms of clothing, the Chevra Kadisha are very, very careful to try to dress the person perfectly, because we have a tradition that the way the person is dressed, that's how they present themselves in heaven. Rachmona Litzlan, God forbid, if a person is killed in a anti-Semitic act, we purposely bury the person in a way that reflects the way they were killed. We might purposely leave them in the bloodstained garment so that they present themselves in front of Hashem in that horrific way. Hashem should protect. On the other hand, if a person dies of an ailment and blood is oozing or something like that, on the contrary, we try to stop the blood and we try to do everything we can to make the body pristine and very, very presentable. They will change garments even to the last minute to try to get that the burial should be as best as we can humanly possibly achieve. So when he says that he's going to be buried in a certain color garment, what he means is, and that will somehow reflect, that's the way he's going to present himself in heaven, that yes, the way we bury over here somehow is reflected in the way they present in heaven.
But yeah? What's bothering me is the neshama leaves the body at the time of death, not at the time of burial. So why?
That is a good related question to a very complex topic. And I believe it has to do with the fact that there are different dimensions to the neshama. We even have that the neshama stays near the grave for up to 12 months. Even afterwards, there's still a connection, and that there are different levels, so that the neshama leaves the body as far as nurturing it upon death, but the neshama still gravitates around the area. We have traditions that it goes back to the place of mourning, the house of mourning, the place where the person lives. Certainly, he's also presenting himself in front of Hashem. There are different dimensions to the soul, and that's all to be taken into consideration. And the way the person is planted in the ground, that to whatever degree impacts their presentation. But yes, there are many different dimensions to this. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.